I'm Nick Spitzer. You're listening to Shortcuts from American Roots, a sneak peek at our upcoming show. To hear the full program, join me at AmericanRoots.org. According to C.J. Chenier, is the son of the late king of Zydeco, Clifton Chenier, who mixed R&B and soul into Louisiana Creole music. C.J. was raised in Texas, away from his French-speaking relatives. He played in jazz and funk bands, finally joining Clifton's band and playing accordion a few years before the king passed in 1987. Like his father, C.J. continues to push the boundaries of Creole music.
I grew up mostly with my mom. You know, my mom and my dad weren't really together. Growing up in Port Arthur, Texas, in the projects, you know, it was the projects thing. You know, you fight every day, you know, with your friends that you play with. I just happened to be one that was really interested in music because my dad was a musician. So in the fourth grade, I kind of grabbed hold to a saxophone and fell in love with that instrument. And that's what led me to staying out of trouble, man, and having things to do other than fighting, and getting involved in music helped me out a lot.
Growing up urban in East Texas, I mean, did you ever think that the Creole music and the old culture of Louisiana was passé? I mean, did you have to go through a psychic transition to say, hey, I can dig with this music, or I can get with this music?
Everybody teased me because, you know, to them, the music sounded corny or something like that. And people used to say, oh, your daddy played an old Chanky Chank music. Your daddy played an old La La music. But I always liked my daddy's music, even though in the beginning I didn't know what I was listening to. It must be something, you know, passed through my daddy's blood because I didn't grow up with this kind of stuff. It was like when I finally started playing with him, you know, I went through a transformation because I had never seen a crowd have such a good time as I saw when I started playing Zydeco. So I started noticing it. I was like, man, these people know how to have a good time. You know, not all sitting down with their drinks at the table just looking at you. They're out here actually kicking off shoes and throwing stuff, you know, and on the tables and the skates and sliding and skipping and hopping and jumping.
So you're playing sax in your dad's band. You make the transition, I guess, in the late 80s into doing that with him. At what point does it come to pass that you actually end up playing the accordion for the band? And how does that happen between you and your father?
He gave me an accordion, right? So I started practicing a little bit, you know, here and there. And when my dad got sick, we had a cousin that used to come from Galveston to play accordion because my dad couldn't play the whole show. And he got in a fatal accident one night coming to the gig. His name was John Valair. And that's the night my dad told me, he said, well, you're going to have to open the show for me tonight. Tonight at Tipitina's in front of this massive crowd. And I got on the stage with the accordion, man, and scared to death and didn't know what to do, but I got through it, you know? So that's how, that's how that happened.
When somebody has a famous father like Clifton Chenier, who is the king of Zydeco to so many people, whether they're Creoles, Cajuns, can that be hard on you? You know, it makes you wonder, what will you be? How will you live?
Nothing like that entered my mind. You know, I mean, people brought it forward to me more than I thought about it. Zydeco came around because of my dad, Clifton Chenier, and I want people to know that. He told me to always be the best I could be at my style. He didn't tell me to imitate him. As long as I'm around and I can keep his name going, I will.
For American Roots Shortcuts, I'm Nick Spitzer. To hear more, join me Saturdays at 7 and Sundays at 6 on WWNO or listen at AmericanRoots.org.